Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, hit that follow, subscribe button, give us a like. So, today, we got a very special guest on the show, and I know you guys hear me say this very often. However, I'm going to say this. So, this person here has not only been a missionary, but also runs kind of a public speaking platform slash business for Christians. Okay. This is a thing. And matter of fact, she's visiting with me, not just about the show, but about what I could, maybe if I can join her organization and be a part of what she's doing. So, and I'm very interested in to hear this as much as you guys are. So I think sit back, relax, enjoy, unless you're driving your car, don't relax too much. Okay. So I don't want any hear about any issues with somebody driving and being a little too relaxed listening to the show, but make sure you're focusing on the road. However, give your undivided attention to Katie Horner. So Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, TS. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, it's great to have you here. And we are looking forward to a fun and fruitful discussion, which I already know we're going to have. So anyway, So Katie, here we go. And this is the question. The audience knows this is coming because it's your first time on the show. But give us a little bit of flavor of your story. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us your story and how God has shaped and influenced your journey.
Well, thank you for that. I'm excited to be able to share my story for His glory. I think that's super important that folks know that anything that I am today is because of Him, because of His grace in my life, because of Him working through me. And so we'll start there. Grew up in a Christian home, went to Mexico as a missionary. And today, through the different journeys that God has taken us on, my husband and I have not only been missionaries overseas, we've also been business owners, business coaches, high performance coaches. And now I am the CEO of a National Christian Association of Professional Speakers, helping other people see work as worship, see the secular marketplace as a mission field, and really take the gospel message into all industries through stages and public speaking as a way to spread the gospel and shine the light of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. So you talked a little bit about your, you said you were a missionary for a little bit. Give us some insight into that. Expand on that, I guess.
Of course.
A better question.
I knew from early on in my childhood that I wanted to be a missionary overseas. I really dedicated my life to that the summer after ninth grade. Went to college to study education and music. I had a music minor and a Spanish minor because I knew I could learn Spanish. That was what was familiar to me. That was what was at hand. And if God sent me somewhere else than that didn't speak Spanish, it surely must be easier to learn a third language if you'd already learned a second one, kind of thing. And so I was headed to the mission field all along. After I finished my undergrad work, I went to Mexico and was going to help a Christian church down there start a Christian school. And Mexico denied my ministry visa and sent me back home. And so I took that opportunity then to get a master's in education. And it was during that time that I met my husband, who was also a missionary kid and planning to return to Mexico. And so we graduated, got married, worked a couple of years to pay off debt. Then we did deputation to raise our funds and go to Mexico as independent Baptist missionaries. And we were there for over 18 years as God worked through our journey to bring us to where we are today.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Katie, obviously you tell us a little bit about that. Now talk to us about the transition, because if you're going from being a missionary and now you're coming back to the U.S., you've been a missionary overseas, and now you're coming back to the U.S. and you're going to reacclimate yourself to a lifestyle in the U.S. and then obviously operate a business and your kids and all the pieces of family and all that stuff that's going to be completely changed. Talk to us about that.
Well, we were 3 or 4 years into ministry and had had a couple of messy ministry changes. I won't go into those details, but we can all imagine, right? and that made it necessary for us to start looking for how is God going to provide for this if it's not going to come through donation support, as we initially thought, the traditional missions model. And so we really felt like that the Lord was leading us, my husband and I, to start a business. And so our first business was a homeschool curriculum company that pioneered a new type of curriculum for the Spanish-speaking homeschool world. And we managed that business, grew that business for about 10 years. We were some of the first folks to host online training for Spanish-speaking homeschool parents around the world, and really were able to work in that. And then that further developed into a coaching business online. Folks, how are you doing this? How are you growing this? And so it was a natural transition for me from teacher to coach to be able to help other people, other parents and homeschool parents, especially, to be able to start an online business of some kind and do that. And so that continued to grow. Obviously, speaking all throughout this, you do a lot of public speaking in ministry, as well as in education realm. And then through our online trainings, through the courses that we provided for our business owner clients. And then after COVID, when we started traveling more to events, coming back to the U.S. more, and my husband and I have 5 children. And so very often it was me traveling and him staying home with the kids so that we could do this. And then once they got a little older, we started traveling, bringing a kid with us, or he would go with me and the kids would stay, and having more opportunities and more doors opened. And what I found, especially over the last couple of years, TS, is that in a lot of Christian events, or you think of events for missions or faith-based type content, women's conferences, even Christian writers or speakers conferences, you've got a lot of folks who have a really good message, but their stage presence isn't really up to par.
Yep.
Or
I get that on the show sometimes.
Yes, I'm sure you do. The other thing I kept seeing was that, you know, they've got a great message, a great passion, but maybe they don't have a business that backs it up. And so they're unable to make an income and earn a living from that, which means it's always just going to be a passion project. That message is never going to get out in the way that it could be even more have even more of an impact if they had some of the business skills. And then when I go to secular business events and I've, you know, conferences and things like that and across different industries, I kept seeing that, you know, the best of the best speakers in those realms are people who are still using F-bombs and inappropriate jokes from stage. And the two, you know, those three different things in my heart, I just kept saying, we can do better. Why isn't someone, you know, raising up a group of speakers who can be excellent in their delivery, excellent in their message, excellent in the business behind it to serve more people, make a bigger impact, and do it with good ethics and values that brings glory to God instead of glory to self.
Amen.
And so that was really the impetus behind the founding of the National Christian Association of Professional Speakers in October of 25. And our goal is to really be able to see not just more Christians speaking on Christian stages, but to see more people of faith who have expertise in a number of topics to be the most requested, highest paid, leading speakers in industries across the board. And by doing that, I believe we will not only use our story for His glory, but I think we're also going to make a bigger impact and be able to have a bigger impetus in the change of culture for kingdom purposes.
Amen. Amen. Well said. I like the way you said that. I like that last phrasing. So kind of going along with that. So you've got, I know you have this book, all right, and you've got this whole business. It's called The Flamingo Advantage. And I got to flash this up here. The Flamingo Advantage. She's got the book. Guys, I love the name. But before we get into the business, how in the world did you come up with this name?
So being missionaries in Mexico and homeschooling, I'm always looking for good field trips, right? We decided to take our family a couple hours up the coast to where flamingos migrate on the coast of Mexico, the bottom of the Gulf Coast there, and take them to see flamingos in the wild. Like, we'd seen them on TV and in zoos, but here they are in our own backyard. And so we took a family overnight trip to go and see the flamingos. And the story, I tell the story in the book, but it was so impactful for me personally that when we got back from that trip, I started doing what all good teachers do and researching more about the flamingo, right? And every little fact that I found out about them and how they're different from so many other birds that the Lord created, he just kept dropping lessons in my lap about how those characteristics also reflected a characteristic of Christians in business and Christians in ministry. And so I started using those metaphors in my coaching, and it ultimately became a book called Faith Like Flamingos. And then as we made it not just applicable to the Christian life, but also to Christians in business, then that became the second book, The Flamingo Advantage. And by the time that one was out, the flamingos had just taken over everything and people knew me as the Flamingo Lady. And we just embraced it and ultimately rebranded to so that our entire business is The Flamingo Advantage, theflamingoadvantage.com.
Amen. And she's wearing pink today, guys. She's representing the flamingo sitting right here.
Play the part. Yep.
Exactly. She's playing the part. Just like I always wear a black shirt. It's either, I got some shirts that have a cross, but I always have this color background on in any interview I do. So it's kind of a, you know, just like you, I have that little bit of a flavor for it.
Branding.
So that's right. We got a brand. We have to brand. And that is so important. So now that we understand the flamingo, let's talk about the business itself and really what you guys have done. You know, and if we have time at the end, I want to talk a little more on your homeschooling, but let's talk about the business first and make sure that people understand that. So talk about this Christ-centered positioning with public speaking, with coaching, and all the different types of, I guess, things that you bring to the table. I've checked out your website. I mean, you've got a little bit of everything with consulting, coaching, speaking, all that good stuff. Talk to us more about that.
So our business today really is a mix of the coaching for business owners and entrepreneurs who are trying to grow. So strategic business coaching, helping them figure out how do I be a better leader, a better person to create the growth that I want to see in my business. But also the blending of my faith and my life into my business. And I'll just use a flamingo metaphor here. You know, the flamingo is pink all the way through and they're colored by what they eat. And so the crustaceans and the shrimps and things that they eat give them their color, but it colors their flesh and their blood. You know, we think of the pink feathers, but it's really from the inside out, right? And so as a leader in the entrepreneur field or as a business owner, as an author, speaker, writer, you have to be true to who you are on the inside, and it will show on the outside whether you want it to or not, just like the pink of the flamingo. And so a lot of my work as a high performance coach, as a business strategy coach, is really to help those individuals figure out what it looks like to walk in authenticity and in genuineness with my faith, with my personal responsibilities, as well as my business, and how to have more of a whole picture approach to what I do. Because I don't believe the lie that the enemy tries to put out there that says you're going to be a success someday, right? No, you'll be successful when you have X in your bank account, when you have the home with the 3-car garage, when you're taking 3 vacations a year, whatever. That's not truthful. And it's not a real picture of success. And as someone who was in ministry and taught to trust God for everything that came in and never ask for anything and really be dependent on the giving of other people for my needs and my success, I really had to come to a place where I came to terms with what does God say? Not what other people say, not what I was taught all my life, not what the church said, but what does God say about business, about making money, about offering services in exchange for payment, right? About making profit. And what do I do with that profit? And you know what I found out? God's got a lot to say about that. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that 10% is his and the other is mine. It's all his. And I get to steward all of it for his purposes. And so that's a lot of the work that I do. I also do some professional speaking coaching. But in the Flamingo Advantage brand, that's the work that we do is helping those believers who own businesses of whatever kind, be a better person, a better leader, a better business owner through both the personal work and the strategy work of their business. And then with the Speakers Association, we are really creating a national hub of resources and mentorship. And the whole goal of that is to help Christians who are speakers, whether their topic is a faith-based topic or whether their topic is a secular topic, you know, an industry topic like IT or medicine or whatever the case may be, but to help them excel in their presentation skills, excel in their on-stage presentations, excel in the business that backs that up and gives them the funding to keep doing this and keep having a bigger and bigger impact so that those folks can take the light and love of Jesus into all the world through the platforms that they are on. I really believe that if we had more top speakers, like the top paid, top requested speakers, being people of faith, we could see a change in our culture that we haven't ever seen. Because there are people, you know, ordinary people with ordinary expertise in non-faith topics going out into the world and living that light as they do their work for the glory of God. That's going to change the world.
Amen. You know, there was a guy by the name of George Whitefield back in the 1740s that was probably the most popular speaker in the colonies. And guess what? You know what he was speaking about? Salvation. And guess what? He wasn't the only one, but he became kind of a picture of what we now know as the Great Awakening.
Yes.
And what was he? He was basically a public speaker. He was. So anyway, I thought I would throw that out there. My history background, a little bit of my nerdishness comes out. So teaching those subjects, I know quite a bit about that. So it's like you said, I'm a teacher. I went and researched and, you know, got to know all the little details and facts. So here's another good question. Say somebody wants to, you know, they want to kind of test the waters to understand if maybe they have this gifting. Talk a little bit about that, because I mean, let's face it. I've done public radio address announcing. I've done a lot of those type of things myself, but there's some people I'm around that probably wouldn't do that. How can somebody, because I think this is important, how can somebody figure out and learn if they have that kind of gifting? What is a way they can kind of explore that to figure that out?
Well, you know, the statistics tell us that 99% of people's biggest fear is public speaking. So we're not necessarily talking to that 99% today.
And I'm not one of them, because I've done it so much. I've gotten over it. So.
Yeah, we're talking about probably the few who are listening to this show that are not intimidated or stressed by the thought of getting up in front of a group of people to share something verbally. And so, but I think that we also sometimes think that a speaker or a professional speaker has to be someone who's making a full-time living from that. And at NCAPS, our speaker association, we make a distinction between those two people. We actually have a track for part-time speakers, meaning you speak on the weekends, you're teaching Sunday school, you're an assistant pastor, or you lead a Bible study group or something like that. Versus speaking because this is how I pay the bills by going and speaking or keynoting in different places, right? And so we have those two different tracks because those two different types of speakers have differing needs in terms of training and support, mentorship, resources, all of that. And we want to help everyone because we want that message to go out verbally with more impact in the and however we can help with that. And so I think the way to answer your question, the way that you know if you're a good speaker is just to speak like anything. How do you know if you're a good guitar player? You got to play the guitar, right? And so looking for opportunities to do that and share and to practice, to take training. I don't think that every good professional speaker is naturally gifted that way. I think they're is some natural gifting, some desire that goes into it, and also quite a bit of willingness to go through the motions of the training and to invest in themselves for training. I mean, I have invested thousands in training over the last 10, 15 years to help me be better at the skill of speaking. And I've also practiced over 700 hours on stage to be able to do what I do now, right? And so those things combined, it's not that you can just use the excuse, right? I don't think there's an excuse. Scripture didn't say pastors and missionaries go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Nope.
It said you, right? You go And the you means you and me. And regardless of what your career choice happens to be, it's all of our responsibility to do that. And then I also think about the story of Esther, the book of Esther. God's name is never mentioned in that book, T.S. Not once do you see the name of God in that entire book of the Bible. And yet his hand and his story is woven all throughout. And so I think that it's important for us to realize that, you know, you to be a Christian speaker, you don't have to have a Christian content or a Christian topic or be speaking in a church or a Sunday school room. You can be speaking on an IT industry stage and still carry the name and the light and the love of Jesus with you by the way that you show up with excellence, by the way that you serve with your whole heart, by your kindness, by your promptness, by your excellence in service, right? There are many times that I've been in secular events and people have come up to me to ask me, like, what is it about you? You're different. Right. And not because I said it from stage, not because I wore a Christian t-shirt or had Bible verses on my business card, right? But just because I showed up and authentically lived like Jesus in their atmosphere, in that circumstance. And you can't imagine the number of doors that it will open if you're willing and if you're watching for those opportunities.
Amen. Amen. So obviously, I kind of like what you talked about, the practice part, because we, being an old coach, 28-year coach here, you know, it's always funny how kids would want to be this or be that, but in the sport, you know, whatever sport I was coaching, and they wanted to be good and want to be recognized and this type of thing, and I could always tell that. My question was, are you willing to do what you got to do when nobody's looking? Are you willing to practice? Just so you guys know, for this podcast, just to give you guys an example, a lot of times I practice by myself honing certain phrases and things to make sure that I don't speak. When I was speaking at first with this, I had a lot of ums. There were certain words that I would use. And so what I had to do is I had to start practicing to get those out and be cognizant and intentional about that practice. Just like I train kids to have intentional practice, I had to have intentional practice. So that's how I honed being able to do this on a podcast without those type of noises and stuff, and to root those out. And that's just an example of that. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would bring that up. When you brought that thing practice, that made me just think of that. And I was like, you know what? I think people need to hear that. That's important.
Well, and if you have people listening who are interested in speaking, you don't have to wait for someone to invite you to their stage or to their podcast in order to practice. We have these little things called cell phones these days, yep. Right? And they all have video cameras on them. Yep. And so you can simply hold it up and record yourself speaking and then play it back and watch. Set it up on a tripod or set it up on a stack of books against the wall and record yourself practicing and then watch it and evaluate yourself. And you'll start to notice the places where you're speaking too fast or you're not being as descriptive enough or there's too many ums involved. And it becomes a way to practice. And you don't ever have to put that out into the world. If it's good, you absolutely can, right? And you can, and it will get better. But also don't be afraid of the small beginnings. All of us start somewhere. Mm-hmm. None of us come into the world as experts in what we do. So there is some natural talent. I will give you that. But there's also learned ability. And some people with learned ability end up being better than those with natural talent because they're willing to put the work in for what they believe God has called them to do. And so if this is something that you really feel that God has given you a message that needs to get out, and I will say your message does matter. The reason you're still here is because someone needs something you have to say, speaking into their life. If you really get convicted about that, I believe that it is worth it to put the work in. And, you know, as my dad used to say, if something is worth doing, it's worth doing poorly until you can do it well. So put that practice in and do it well for the glory of God.
Amen. So, Katie, tell us how they can get connected to you if they want to do this.
Thank you, T.S. So on the screen already, you see katiehorner.com, K-A-T-I-E, HORNOR.com. And you can find all of my books and my trainings there, as well as links over to our National Speakers Association. There, the Flamingo Advantage book, other books that I've written, devotionals, as well as business books. They're all there, and I'd be happy to help for anyone who wants to get in touch.
Outstanding. And I appreciate you sharing all of that. And we're getting close to the end. Guys, you know I'm going to put all this in the show notes. And then if you're watching this, you're going to be seeing this on the screen. If you're listening on the audios, then you'll see it in the show notes. And you'll be able to go click on the links and start following it from there. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm actually going to be talking to her off air about some of this stuff, because I've been doing a little bit of public speaking and I want to take it another step. So I want to be more in the full-time realm. And so that's something I'm doing too. So I thought I'd just share that with you guys. You hear me speak all the time. I need to take that to the next level. And God is calling me to. So
yeah. I will say too, TS, you may have people listening who are like, public speaking is not my thing, but I've been impacted personally by a public speaker in my life. Amen. If that's you, I just want to invite you to consider looking at our materials as well and see if there's some way that you could participate as a donor to help us better prepare those speakers who are having that impact. We have different donation and sponsorship opportunities as well available through the association.
Hey, if you want to sponsor me to get some more coaching, I definitely have my hand ready to receive that and use it to the full advantage that you would offer it. So I thought, hey, might as well throw that out there too, right?
Absolutely.
You don't get it if you don't ask. So anyway, well, listen, first of all, thank you for joining us today. And Katie, thank you for being on the show. I'd like bring you back on the show sometime and we can talk a little bit more, maybe about some of your missionary experiences. I would love to dive into those. But for now, we're about to wrap up. So thank you guys for listening. And you know how I end every show. I thank you for being part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.